So, hello. So I will talk about automating BGP peerings in DN42 and how you can do the same. And I hope you will want to do the same after. To start, who am I? I'm Yassine Cartio. I work as a HPC system administrator at the University of Luxembourg. I'm a FOSS enthusiast for a long time. I contribute to small things here and there, especially PKG build on Arch Linux. It's also my first time presenting at FOSDEM. So just to start, I explain what is DN42. It's a decentralized network aimed at mimicking the real internet, and it's an educational playground where you can test, where you can manipulate internet technologies and protocols without, in a safe environment, without any risk of breaking the real internet. It's real world like, which means it's an overlay network, and it aims also at replicating difference of bandwidth, of latencies. It's used mainly as an education playground, also at interconnecting communities such as hackerspaces, home labs, sometimes some events, and it's ideal for testing anyway. Internet protocols, such as BGP, of course. It's completely community-driven, so nobody's paid to work on DN42, to my knowledge. It's completely a hobbyist network. It's an overlay network, so it's built above the internet using mainly VPN tunnels. I've seen a lot of WireGuard tunnels, especially. It's quite large scale. Well, not internet scale, but there is something like 1,000 participants, so 1,000 autonomous system numbers, I think around 2,000 routes, 2,000 IPv4 plus IPv6 prefixes. It's also technology agnostic, so you're encouraged to use FOSS to join, but if you want to join with a Cisco switch, up to you. And it uses a private address space for IPv4, IPv6, and private ASN numbers. So this is actually a visualization of the DN42 network. You see each dot is an AS, and the links are peering links. So there is a whole ecosystem in DN42. There is a source of truth, which is the registry, basically a big Git repository with all the objects for AS numbers, prefixes. There is also identity services with WIS, there is a CA, there is an authoritative and DNS for the DN42 TLD, which is only valid inside DN42. It supports ROA, RPKI. There is plenty of community services hosted internally, like Looking Glasses, IRC servers, boards, real-time maps, shell servers. Shell servers are quite nice because you can connect to the other side of the network and see what happens to your packets, and use standard Linux commands to debug your network, in example. There is a web pages, radio server. Radio are quite nice to generate some traffic. There is gaming servers. There's a whole list on the DN42 website. So I have to explain a bit my part of the network. My network, experimental network on DN42, is called FlipFlap. There is my ES number in the top right corner, and my prefixes. It's based on VPS servers in many geographic locations. It's mainly built with Debian 13 and Bird. So it's multi-home and multi-pop. So I have many routers and many POP, point of presence, which is a router, and many peering. I use WireGuard tunnels personally. and I have a full mesh network inside my network between my servers. You can actually follow my guide. I pushed all my notes on my blog and all my system configs on GitHub. And it was something which was missing when I experimented with DN42 in the beginning. So all my system configs are dumped on there. This is my registry objects. So to participate to DN42, you have to make actually a pull request with your objects. You need a maintainer object, an ES autonomous system object. You need, of course, prefixes, routes. You can have a domain name. So this is my